Welcome to the Marietta Daily Journal podcast. I'm Dan Radcliffe, and here are the top stories for Thursday, January 7th, 2021. Election returns show incumbent McDonald leading in Georgia PSC race. Marietta City Schools employees 65 and up can get the COVID-19 vaccinations. Dems appear strong, but did Ossoff or Purdue win? Still too close to call. Cobb police armed robbery chase ends in crash and foot pursuit. And finally, Oprah Winfrey Foundation gives Cobb nonprofit $50,000 for rental assistance.
Engineer Solutions of Georgia.
Hey Atlanta, this is Jay and Lewis, owners of Engineered Solutions of Georgia. Lewis, what should a homeowner do if they have a crack in their block wall, corner of their door, window, or concrete foundation?
Well, Jay, if it's a diagonal crack, this lets us know that they should be concerned and there could be a serious problem. Then they should call our office at 678-ESOG now and set up an appointment to have one of our qualified professional technicians come out to their property to take a look at the problem.
I'm consumer investigator Dale Cardwell. I've done the research already, so you don't have to. You can trust Engineered Solutions of Georgia.
Give Engineered Solutions of Georgia a call at 678-ESOG now.
Engineered Solutions of Georgia. We guarantee a stable, dry foundation.
Here's our top story for today. Veteran Georgia Public Service Commissioner Lauren Bubba McDonald is so far winning a challenge from Democrat Daniel Blackman Tuesday, steering the incumbent toward re-election to a six-year term. With 91% of precincts reporting as of 11 p.m. Tuesday night, the incumbent Republican was leading with 52.5% of the vote to 47.5% for Blackman, according to unofficial results. McDonald, who served 20 years in the Georgia House of Representatives before joining the PSC in 1998, fended off a series of criticisms from Blackman, an environmental advocate who also lost to McDonald in 2014. McDonald represents the PSC's District 4, which covers all of North Georgia and the state's border with South Carolina down to Augusta. You deserve better than your bank. Better service, better rates, better solutions. If you live or work in Cobb County, now is the perfect time to make the switch to the Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank. Since 1960, Credit Union of Georgia has been providing Northwest Georgia with financial solutions that make sense for your home, business, and family. As a homegrown, not-for-profit cooperative, our members are our mission. Not only will you get the best loan rates, you'll get personalized customer service from people who understand your needs. Plus, Credit Union of Georgia provides real convenience with a network of more than 30,000 accessible ATMs and branch locations across the country. Of course, there's also 5 locations right here in Cobb County. Ready to see how much better your banking can be with Credit Union of Georgia? Become a member today or apply for a loan online by visiting www.cuofga.org. Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank. Marietta City Schools employees were some of the first people after healthcare workers to receive the Moderna COVID-19 vaccine in Cobb County. Metro Atlanta Ambulance offered vaccinations Tuesday afternoon to any district staff member 65 and older. The school district reports it has 56 employees in that age group. Superintendent Grant Rivera announced the vaccinations Tuesday morning in an email to district staff. He said the vaccines are optional. Over the last 24 hours, I've been working with Cobb and Douglas Public Health to provide access to the COVID-19 vaccine for any MCS staff member who is 65 or older. Within the last few minutes, Metro Atlanta Ambulance confirmed they can offer vaccinations today for the 56 MCS staff who are 65 or older between 1 p.m. and 5 p.m., he said in the email, offering coverage for teachers and bus drivers during the time window. Almost half the MCS employees in the 65 and up age group, 23, registered for the vaccines Tuesday at the ambulance company's Marietta facility, said district spokesperson Jen Brock. Those who didn't take up the offer Tuesday will have another chance when the district offers it to all staff, she said. Rivera said he wasn't concerned about the numbers. That's not his place to tell employees whether or not to get vaccinated. He said, I'm not passing judgment on who does or does not choose to get the vaccine. That's a personal decision. My responsibility is to do what we can to offer it to staff as quickly as possible and as convenient as possible. According to Metro Atlanta Ambulance, in accordance with federal guidelines, the vaccines were $17. The vaccines came in just a few days after state officials said residents 65 and older would be the next group eligible to receive the vaccines. You can search all over America, but you'll find America's largest gun store in Cobb County, Georgia. Adventure Outdoors, proud supporter of the Second Amendment and the red, white, and blue, with over 18,000 guns in stock every day. Did you know Adventure Outdoors is also home to one of Georgia's largest shooting ranges? The Remington Range, with basic range memberships starting at only $25 per month, which includes unlimited lane rental, 3 free firearm rentals per month, free shirt and hat, priority lane placement, and guest passes. Adventure Outdoors also offers family, corporate, and group plans. One of America's top shooting facilities is right here in Cobb County, and for only $25 a month, you can be a member and receive unlimited lane rentals and so much more. Support the Second Amendment and your right to own and bear arms, and practice and learn at Adventure Outdoors Remington Range today. Adventure Outdoors, South Cobb Drive in Smyrna, or online at adventureoutdoors.us. As vote counting began in Georgia on Tuesday night in two closely fought Senate runoff elections, a few polling places remained open past the 7 p.m. closing time due to problems in some counties earlier in the day, according to the Secretary of State's office. Control of the U.S. Senate and large parts of President-elect Joe Biden's agenda were hanging on the results. Reverend Raphael Warnock is the presumed winner in one contest, while the too-close-to-call tabulation of votes between John Ossoff and Senator David Perdue are still being decided. Republicans have controlled both of Georgia's Senate seats for 15 years, but the state has become increasingly competitive, and Biden defeated President Donald Trump here by a narrow margin, just under 12,000 votes in November. In this campaign, Democrats appear to have outperformed the GOP among the nearly 3.1 million Georgians who voted early, leaving the Republicans hoping for a strong Election Day turnout to push their candidates over the top. Going into the race, there was just one thing everyone seemed to agree on: the results would be close. Final results may not be known until later this week. Jack Kingston, a former Republican congressman from Georgia's 1st District, credited Democrats' massive get-out-the-vote machine. Republicans sent out flyers to potential voters, he said, while Democrats sent out handwritten letters. They also mailed voters requests for absentee ballots and offered them rides to the polls. Among the most promising signs for Democrats, their base of black voters showed up in force early, representing 31% of the early vote as opposed to 28% in the general election. More than 123,000 early votes who did not vote in the 2020 general election were black, Latino, and Asian. Republicans banked on strong turnout in rural counties to overtake the early Democratic lead. On Tuesday, Loeffler and Perdue sent out a joint statement urging their supporters to the polls. The two said they were encouraged by reports of high voter turnout in traditional GOP territory of North Georgia, but such last-minute appeals are not often a sign of confidence. Whichever party ultimately wins, Georgia is likely to keep its battleground status. The new normal is that Georgia is more electorally competitive, said Andrea Gillespie, an associate professor of political science at Emory. She said, quote, "We're entering an era where Democrats can now have a reasonable expectation that if they work hard to campaign, they can win elections. But that doesn't guarantee them victory." In other news, a hot pursuit chase following an armed robbery ended in a crash on Whitlock Avenue on Tuesday night. Police report two suspects have been apprehended, while one is at large after fleeing on foot. Officers from the Marietta Police Department also responded to assist. This is a developing story. Stay tuned to the MDJ podcast, and we'll give you up-to-date information as soon as it's available.
It pays to know your doctor. It pays to know your lawyer. And now more than ever, it pays to know your local real estate professional. Hi, I'm Jeffrey Drake with Drake Realty, and we have 7 offices in the metro Atlanta area, including 2 right here in Cobb County and 1 at Lake Oconee. I'm the proud leader of over 700 agents here in Georgia, and we pride ourselves in professional service, whether you are the buyer or the seller. Drake Realty makes the home buying process seamless from contract to close. Our agents are a little different. They're not pushing for the quick sale and close. They are pushing for the best price and terms for their client. In other words, Drake Realty fights for you. And right now, with the lowest interest rates we have seen in 30 years, now's the time to buy that dream home, vacation home, or new home your family deserves. A lot of real estate agents talk big. Let my team at Drake Realty prove they will fight for you. I'm Jeffrey Drake, and I'd be honored to have my team serve you. Visit us online at drakerealty.com. And remember, it's not how quick you sell or buy, it's what the deal provides for your future.
And finally, We Thrive and Riverside Renters Association received a $50,000 grant from the Oprah Winfrey Charitable Foundation. We Thrive founder Monica Delancey announced. Delancey is a renters' rights activist in the Six Flags area. The grant will provide immediate and much-needed rental assistance to local families, she said in a news release. Local nonprofit Sting, Inc. will disperse the funds. Sting Executive Director Geneva Vanderhorst says empowering our next generation is difficult when families are faced with high rents and minimal assistance. We are pleased that the Oprah Winfrey Charitable Foundation is supporting families in Cobb County during this challenging time. This endeavor will have a positive and lasting impact on our local youth and their future success. Last year, Hunger Free America gave We Thrive $10,000 to support community outreach activities in marginalized communities.
This podcast is brought to you in part by AM 920 The Answer, Atlanta's home for news, opinion, and insight. Just go to am920theanswer.com to listen live. That's am920theanswer.com.
Thank you for listening to the Marietta Daily Journal podcast. This podcast was produced by BG Ad Group in Marietta, directed by Jacob Sutherland. Please subscribe to the podcast to get the latest hyperlocal news and information from Cobb County's new source, the Marietta Daily Journal. Please rate and review the podcast on Apple Podcasts and be sure to tell your friends.